Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Can we discover why there's been no second date for one of our listeners? Check out all our second date updates online at 1029thewolf.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast, The Thunder and PT Repeat. All right, let's welcome Tom to second date update. Tom, are you ready to get started?
Yes, thank you so much for calling me. I'm hoping that you can reconnect me with Lisa.
Yeah, for sure. We hope so too, man. How did you guys meet again?
Well, we met on Tinder, and I wasn't sure she was my type, but once we started talking, I could feel a connection.
Nice.
And how'd that first date go?
Well, I think it went pretty well. You know, it was awkward, a good awkward.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
It's been 3 weeks, actually.
Oh, dang. Okay, why do you think she's ignoring you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think she seems like someone who might have a chip on her shoulder. I think she had a few, you know, challenging times, maybe some rough past experiences on dates or dating men, but I want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And yeah, Tom, you mentioned it was a little awkward. Did that come from maybe challenging her about some of her history?
I tried not to. I mean, you know, she had a lot of thoughts on life, and you know, to her, you know, dating was something that I didn't agree with. You know, she just thought that dating, the only reason that people date is to get married, which isn't true for everyone. Some people just want to meet people and go on dates and have fun and feel people out and see if it's the right time. It doesn't always have to be so heavy.
Yeah.
Like you date, you get married, you have kids. I mean,
yeah, true.
Yeah. The underlying thing, we're all here to meet people, you know.
No, I get it. It's more of a 0 to 60 thing. You know, you got to take your time and let it establish, and those things will hopefully naturally come. So did she let on that she was upset by your opinion on that?
Not really, you know. I think we had a pleasant conversation. It wasn't argumentative at all. You know, she said her piece, and we moved on.
All right. Well, Tom, here's what we're going to do. We're maybe try to get to the bottom of this, get you some answers, maybe lead you to a second date with Lisa. I can tell that you like her and want to see her again, and hopefully PT and I can make that happen for you. So hang tight. Well, we call Lisa.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Lisa?
Yeah, can I help you with something?
Yeah, Lisa, I know this is going to sound a little strange. It's Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update.
Bear with us for just 1 minute, okay?
And we just would like to talk to you for a moment on air about a date you went on with Tom, and if you enjoyed that date, if you enjoyed spending time with him.
I mean, it was okay.
I liked him. You know, he seemed like a good person, but I just feel like he's not my type.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion. Why do you think that?
He took me to this, like, really fancy dinner, which I'm very grateful for, and obviously I enjoyed it, but it just sort of stuck with me that he just doesn't have much class. I don't know how to put that in a nicer way.
Okay. Was he rude, or what was it exactly that made you believe that?
I mean, he wasn't rude, but we were served, you know, our first course, the salad, and he used the wrong fork. I mean, he completely messed up all of the utensils, and I think that just shows he doesn't quite understand etiquette.
He used the wrong fork. Like, there's a small one on the outside, on the right-hand side, and then the bigger one for the dinner, and he grabbed the dinner fork?
Yeah, I mean, look, I want to date someone who is very classy, someone who can, you know, be my prince, and a prince does not use the wrong fork at dinner. It's just not for me.
I mean, Lisa, though, but hang on a second, but that's honestly what bothered you about Tom? Like, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, I'm not here to make this, or we're not here to make this any more awkward than it might already be for you, but we've got Tom joining us this morning. He's on the other line. Tom, what is it that you'd like to say to Lisa about you using the wrong fork?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, you were right not to call me back. I never want to date someone stuck up like you.
Lisa?
That's fine. Like, you're the one who called the radio station, so yeah. It just kind of confirms
okay.
The class.
All right. I opened up the door for you. I pulled out your chair for you. That didn't matter. I mean, you're never going to find someone like me or what you're looking for. So good luck with your life being a cat lady.
Okay. I will. And I'll laugh thinking back on this terrible date. So thank you so much.
Okay. Lisa, he was trying to do the right thing with the chairs and stuff and opening doors. Chivalry's not dead.
That's the bare minimum, right?
But the intention was there. I mean, come on, seriously. It's just a fork.
It's not the fork. It's the way he's raised. It's the way he thinks. And, like, already he's getting a little bit hostile. Well, it's just not for me.
And I agree that, you know, maybe Tom overreacted there a little bit on the air, but... You know, you're making some assumptions about him that I don't know are accurate just because he used the wrong stupid fork.
I mean, aren't we all entitled to our opinions?
Okay.
Lisa, you got your own opinion, and Tom, to be honest, man, like, might be a good thing overall.
Yeah, I think this you're might right. I think we actually did best. Maybe put chalk this up as a success story because we didn't put two people
exactly.
back together. So, Lisa, it's a no for you on a second date.
It's a definite no.
And Tom, for hearing the, I guess...
Last word, Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess just be careful which forks you use, guys, out there, if you're dating Lisa.
You're going to get stabbed in the back. All right.
That's horrible. Well, best of luck. I mean, Lisa, best of luck. I'm sure there's at least three or four guys out there that know how to use the right fork.
So there won't be any big spoon, little spoon then with you two guys then either. Or big fork, little fork. Okay. All right. Hey, as we sometimes say, it gets a little awkward on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.